This is Member Care Media, a media ministry of TWR. Up next, a conversation we believe will be helpful to you. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.
Hello again, I'm here to do a number of programs with my good friend Perry, and you've probably heard Perry on other programs talking about kids, and we have a special series. It's sort of Stump the Experts, if you will. I call it Four Really, Really Hard Questions Parents Have About Their Adolescents, and these are things that Perry and I have struggled with in our own separate things, and we just thought we'd sit down and talk about them from each of our perspectives, and maybe something would come out of it. And we're hopeful that something will, and
yeah,
we'll find
sure.
out by the end. But the first one I've titled, My Child is Pulling Away. I think he's experimenting with drugs. What can I do? I'll let you answer that, Perry.
It's the last thing that we as parents want to hear, you know, or being aware of the fact that our kids may be dabbling in or experimenting with drugs or alcohol or tobacco or whatever substance you might want to think of. But I think as a parent, what I would hope for in relationship with my own children, if this was the case, would be to, would I be willing to listen to them, and would they be willing to even talk to me about these issues? Most of the time, when there's a void of relationship and you're not able to be open and honest about what's going on in your life, there's obviously going to be some difficulty. So I think setting up a venue or setting up a relationship so that I'm not really going to be giving advice at this particular stage. I'm just trying to seek information and trying to find out exactly where my child is at in this particular instance. And
yeah, that's really good. I think part of the struggle is that sometimes people wait until things have gotten along far down the path before they start asking questions. And certainly if it's been a year and your child has pulled away, he's got new peer group that he's relating to, he's extremely secretive, he's avoiding any sort of involvement with you, his clothes smell funny.
Sure.
And you're wondering, you know, there's might be a very good chance he's already doing it. But I wonder if we couldn't move backwards a little bit and say, I'm afraid that my child is doing that, but is there things I could have done before?
I think the trust factor comes in here too. I think we need to be aware of the red flags that, as you were, you know, were mentioning some there, we can obviously see things in the patterns of our lives, with our children that they're not the norm and they're out of context. And so when we see those red flags that are coming, I think we need to be able to address it and be willing to talk to them about it. And if a kid closes off in those situations, then we as parents have lost our access.
Yeah.
And and I think that's the biggest danger that I see, whether it be substance abuse or behavior that's different than the norm.
Yeah, I don't know about in your part of the country, Perry, but in my part of the country, there's a whole series of advertisements on TV, public service announcements, and they get at the whole issue of, is your kid doing this kind of stuff? And the key focus that they get back to is ask. Hmm. Ask, talk, listen. Right. And I think that's something that you need to model that with the expectation that you are going to be asking them.
Well, I think sometimes as parents, you might feel like you're infringing on your child's right, or we sometimes abdicate that responsibility, and we just assume the school will do it, the church will do it, someone else besides ourselves. I think as parents, we need to take the initiative there, and I believe it starts early, earlier and earlier. It seems like in the youth culture.
Yeah.
You know, we assume that we can wait till they're 14. Well, that's not the case. We need to be in dialogue and discussion with our kids in early childhood all the way up through their adolescence. And if it's a void in those early childhood days, it's hard to recover in the adolescent stages.
Well, I always tried to ask questions, even though I knew they didn't want to talk about it, because I'd always use that as an example to insert. Well, you know I'm interested, and you know I will ask.
Right.
And also, with computer, an access point to inappropriate material, my son knew I was always going to ask what he was doing. And he always was very careful. And one time after they had an event, we had a soccer dinner before a game. I went back to the computer, and the guys had been looking at it, and I was in and out. Well, there was an inappropriate link on my desktop.
Sure, yeah.
I was in his face, and I said how that happened, and I tracked it down and clarified. But he knows, it wasn't like he knew that I would ask, so I think
kids want that. I think they long for that in the relationship with their parents to have that. My parents are concerned enough about me to be interested in where I'm at in this particular area.
With the drugs, then, if you're concerned that your child is experimenting with drugs, and they're exhibiting some of those things that I talked about, that a completely different peer group, how do you monitor that? Well, I think you have to make new accommodations. Mm-hmm. If you can't trust them, you've got to take and say, okay, then you're not going to be doing some of these things.
Yeah, your appropriate boundaries. We sometimes talk about setting up a fence to protect them. Obviously, they may not see it for their own good, but again, most likely would be necessary at some point to set a boundary that not just arbitrary, but a boundary, I think, that can be agreed upon by the child and the parents together. And I know that in our family, we have tried to do that when our kids were younger, to set boundaries on our own as parents, but at the same time, get their approval let's talk about this together. And if you go past that boundary, then what do you think would be the appropriate action that I should take with that? And I think too, if you suspect your child is involved in, experimenting with drugs and alcohol, seeking to really understand their feelings, trying to come to grips with why, maybe putting yourself in their shoes. We can sometimes distance ourselves from the feelings of youth. I think it's important to try to seek that and really understand what it is that they're going through. Why do they feel they need the drug?
Yeah.
Why do they feel they need the alcohol? Is it peer pressure? Is it just the desire to explore? Does it make them feel better, or that they're a better person, or they're like everyone else?
Or what is it that attracts them to this particular person?
Yeah.
And sometimes you hear like, well, I felt sorry for them. Mm-hmm. And then they get sucked into this kind of stuff, or they're just uncertain about themselves. And sometimes just listening to them explain some of that may diffuse a crisis. Sometimes people say, well, whenever I talk to him, he gets angry and upset and says he can't talk and he's being, blah, blah. And I said, don't assume that interaction really reflects what he's feeling. He's defensive. He's lashing out.
Yeah.
It's not the time for you to punish. Oftentimes you come back and there's a, Dad, I'm sorry. I blew up, but I feel like you were just really coming down hard on me. Okay. How can I help you without making it feel that way to me,
right,
to you, excuse me? And making those kinds of overtures to the child may get it off. Because it's not about you're going to get them to stop doing drugs if they're doing them immediately right now.
That's
you may
sure.
not be able to.
Right.
You may not have the kind of control that you want to implement. But if they see that you're there, you will be involved with them and you will want to communicate with them and you're going to hold them to communicate to you, it may start them moving away from those kinds of things.
It's probably going to seek some perseverance on the part of the parents as well. Don't think one discussion is going to solve the problem.
Very important.
it's going to take some time. It's going to take some energy. There's going to be a need for affirmation of your love for the child. And I think sometimes kids are afraid. Mom finds out I had a beer tonight, then I've lost some love. And yeah, we don't want to be in that position with our kids. We want them to be willing to come to us and share with us where they're at and still love them no matter what.
Yeah. Well, there's some thoughts about dealing with the possibility of your adolescent being on drugs. This was great. Thanks, Perry. We'll talk to you next time.
All right.
This feature is a presentation of Member Care Media. Thank you for taking the time to listen. We invite you to check out our website further. We offer audio features and resources to help you in your work and daily life. In addition, we have links to other helpful websites that will be an encouragement to you and your family. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.